The Campbell Group has teamed up with PI Perspectives to offer listeners top-notch, affordable insurance solutions. Private investigators can get insurance for their business for as low as $305 per year. Apply now at PIPerspectivesInsurance.com and receive a quote back within 24 hours. Over the past year, our industry has been the target of foreign governments and agencies that have attempted to recruit unsuspecting investigators to gather intelligence or immediate expatriates. PI Perspectives is teaming up with the Federal Bureau of Investigations to get the word out about this ongoing crisis. If you've been contacted by an individual or company that might seem suspicious, please contact the FBI at tips.fbi.gov. You can also contact the New York field office at 212-384-1000 to report suspicious activity in any state. The link is also in the show notes. Even if you completed a job and it still doesn't sit right with you, you can report this activity. The only way to stop this trend is to work together. So let's do it. Do you enjoy our podcast and the guests we bring you? Since 2019, Matt and his team have done their very best to give you amazing shows each week. If you feel like our show has helped you to be a better investigator, or maybe even inspired you to become an investigator, please let us know. We're looking for testimonials. Drop Matt an email with a recorded 20 to 30 seconds of you talking about this podcast. You can also email him something verbal about the website. His email is matthews@satellitepi.com. And if you really feel blessed for having this content, consider supporting Matt and our show by joining Investigator's Toolbox. You really have to see version 2.0. And at just 49 cents a day, it's a no-brainer. Now let's jump in to this week's episode. Welcome to PI Perspectives. On today's show, Matt welcomes back Ritu Gill. You may remember her from our Osmosis series last year. Ritu is an OSIN expert and is a big content producer. She runs OSIN Techniques and is the co-creator of ForensicOSIN.com. Please welcome Ritu Gill and your host, private investigator Matt Spare.
And welcome everyone to the next episode of PI Perspective. This is Matt Spare, your host. Today we're revisiting a former guest, but I feel like last time she was on, we just got a little snippet of what she does. And that was part of the Osmosis program that we had done. So I am really, really happy to have Ritu Gill back with us. She's actually co-founded ForensicOSINT.com. So Ritu, I want to welcome you back to the program. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me here. I'm excited to be back.
Yeah, it was good. We actually met in person when I was out in Vancouver, and that was cool to grab a cup of coffee and see that wonderful city. It's fantastic.
It was a lovely day. It was nice and sunny in Vancouver.
I didn't kill myself on a seaplane, so all's good in the world.
Exactly. Amazing things.
I did get a talking to when I got home, though.
I could see that. I can imagine.
Yeah, it was cool. I know you've been on. You were on last year, and we covered very briefly your background. But you are you're OSINT. That is kind of your thing. You've been all over. If folks are on LinkedIn, they probably have seen your videos. But for folks who don't know who you are, what you do, just give me a little background as to who you are.
Of course, yeah. So yeah, I've been Ritu Gill. I've been doing or involved in OSINT work for a number of years now. I have a law enforcement background, so I'm 17 years in with the Canadian government in law enforcement, all in law enforcement. 12 of those years I worked for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, again on that civilian side, doing various roles throughout my career. So I always tell people I started from the ground up, you know, and I wanted to be an analyst. So I just kept asking for opportunities and kept doing more. A lot of times when someone asks me like, hey, do you want to take on this task? I would always say yes. So I tell people say yes more than you say no, especially when you're starting out, because I wanted to get all the experience I could. And I really think that helped me along the way.
Absolutely. And you can tell, I mean, And the reason that that helps is as you get these problems, right? So the world of OSINT is problem solving. That's really what it comes down to, right? Here's what I'm trying to achieve. Here's the task at hand. How do I get there, right? And when you volunteer for these experiences, you're going to gain domain knowledge on how to do certain things. And one of the things I love about you is that you share. Like you really are very intentional about putting out content on how to do certain things, and it's so great and refreshing to see that, where you're just putting out little snippets of, hey, this is how to do this thing. Oh, if you want to learn more about it, come visit my website, theforensicosint.com. Right, so it's such a great thing.
Yeah, no, thank you. I really think that we have such a huge community out there online that's interested in OSINT, and why not try to help each other out with these quick tips and things that people can go learn, or give some people, some information, and then they can run with it. They can
Sure.
learn so much more about it, right? But yeah, I really feel that the community online is really connected in a lot of ways, and it's always great giving back to that community, because I
Sure.
feel like over the years I've gotten a lot, and I still get a lot from that
Yeah.
online community. It's great, some of the friendships that I've made over the years, just from some of the online folks. It's great. And then after years, just talking to them online, meeting at a conference, that's pretty cool, I would say.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it is very interesting when you get all these interesting folks in the same room with different backgrounds that maybe aren't used to interacting in person with people. They're more keyboard warriors. And
Yes,
it's
yes.
interesting to get the folks like that in the room, or get a couple of glasses of wine or a couple of bottles of beer in front of them and find out what happens, right?
Exactly. It's nice that there is space out there to, meet up, whether it's like an OSINT conference. I love to take opportunities like that to connect. I'll go to some of the B-sides events, B-sides security events. They have chapters around the world, so I like to take opportunities like that to just go somewhere local, right? I'm based in Vancouver. I'll be at B-sides Vancouver next month presenting. And just connecting with different people.
Sure. Yeah, as somebody who's all right, so you've been in this for 17 plus years doing this. For somebody who's looking to get in this, I mean, it can be so overwhelming when you're looking at like, okay, I like to do research. Where do I begin? Right? Like, what would be your recommendations on someone who really feels like I'm drawn to it or passion to kind of get into this stuff?
Like I get this question all the time, and really, without sounding so repetitive, it's honestly it's kind of the same thing. Like I would say, it depends on who the person is and their learning style. But when I first started getting into it, I started reading, and that was that starting point for me. And then, whether it was looking at Michael Bazell's OSINT Techniques book and being like, oh, okay, interesting. And then, seeing examples of how people use OSINT, I think that really, puts it in your mind how a tool is being used, or how it can be used, because it can be used many different ways. So things like that, I'd say that's always helpful. Some people like to participate in things like trace labs, right? It's the crowdsourced information that gets used to, help with missing persons investigation. So
Sure.
things like that, right? So if you're more hands-on, maybe do something like that and see. And you might meet some really cool people along the way as well that you can
Definitely.
learn from.
Definitely. And Skull Games is another one, right? Participate in the Skull Games and go find the
Exactly.
bad
Yeah.
guys, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think like it's really great to see some of these organizations out there doing that, because it's for, on the positive side, you're helping out. Maybe fa finding bad guys, or finding missing people, but also you could hone in into your own research skills, so you kind of get two positives there at least.
Sure. What do you think are some of the mistakes that folks make when they're first starting getting into this business? The things that through your experience you could say, hey, be careful and try and avoid doing this or doing that.
I could think of a lot of things. I could say, depending on who you are and who you work for, that might look a little different. But things like this, like, do you know who's behind a tool that you're using? If you're using an OSINT tool, who's behind that tool? You know, is it somebody verified? Is it based in a country where you're like, oh, maybe I don't want to use that because they might be seeing all your searches and that might compromise you. So things like that, right? There's tons of open source tools out there, but we want to know what we're signing up for when we're using them.
Sure, there's always a
So
price. One way or another, that's
you
a
want to do
price.
your you want to do the background checks on kind of like who you're, you know, doing OSINT with essentially, whether it's like a paid company, even then. I mean, I still would want to vet what tool I use. If it's a free tool, no different. I want to look at what's their privacy policy? What does it say? So that's really important. And I think that's good to know and learn about right up front. But there's many things like, you know, again, depending on where somebody works or, you know, who they're representing, you know, can you use data, breach data, right? Stuff from like, have I been pwned? Some agencies out there are like, no, it's stolen, so you can't. And then there's the other side that say, no, it's out there. It's up for grabs, right? As somebody who works for the government, you know, you might be in a situation where you're like, I don't know if that looks very good if I use something like that.
You got
So
to test the play.
somebody in that situation might not use it. So,
Sure.
both sides, and I can understand both, but these are some of the things that can come up.
Yeah, they call it netthics, right? Ethics on the net. You gotta really understand where you're getting that data from and what you can do with it, right? I think the gospel on that is just always focusing on actionable, right? Whatever you're finding, is it actionable? Is it something you're going to actually use to further your investigation? I mean, it's great if you solve a problem, an issue, but if you can't introduce it to whoever hired you to do something or whoever you're working for, it's kind of useless, right?
And one of the things online as well is, I mean, you can get lost very quickly online. You can spend hours on something and be like, hey, what did I get out of doing this? Sometimes you never went anywhere, especially if you don't have like an objective, if you don't know what your task is. That's where you fall into sometimes rabbit holes. And I mean, that can happen anyway, but having that clear objective up front on what you're doing, why you're doing it, who you're doing it for. For me, that's part of like report writing as well, right? When you're writing up something, have all that information right up front, on your document, so it's there and presentable.
Yeah, I mean, there's reasons for that on multiple ends, right? So you want to stick within the budget, right? So if you're wasting time and resources, you're burning through your budget, and if you are going down that rabbit hole, that could be a problem, right? And just understanding, like, okay, what is the task at hand? What are we trying to accomplish? And okay, I see a fiber hanging on this one thing, right? A little string. Do I pull on that or not? And if I pull on it, that may equate to about 8 or 10 hours worth of billing that's really not going to resolve my issue, and just kind of being sensitive to that. And I think one of the ways to do that is to have that game plan. And I think folks that are successful in this industry understand that, like, okay, let's make a game plan. Let's what like an action plan on how we're going to attack this, and what different resource tools are we going to use, what's free, what's paid, can I trust this site? Is it verifiable? Yeah, am I going to be able to use it? Like, these are all real time questions. Definitely.
Yeah, those are all great questions, and important to have at, you know, the forefront of your mind, anytime you're gonna look into a new tasking or a new open source request.
And understanding that time is not your friend, right? Whoever's tasking you to do this certain task has an expectation that you're going to get them a result eventually. And burning through time and resources is a good way not to get your contract renewed or not to get that next assignment, right? Just kind of understanding that.
No, definitely. Time is money, and you kind of have to use the resources and your, you know, your skill set at the best of your ability. So that kind of stuff, I feel like you definitely improve as you go along in your career. The more work you do, the more involved you are with OSINT files, if that's the type of work you do, or OSINT research, you pick up things along the way that will. You'll be like, hey, this is how I'm going to do it next time because this worked for me. Or you just get a process that works for you better than other processes you've tried.
And you learn by meeting people too. Hey, what'd you do on this? Like, how do you handle these types of things? I mean, that's why going to these conferences like Osmosis and the other ones that are out there, It's so important to understand that. It's interesting because I've seen people peddling research, the same type of research, like two different ways, right? So I'll give you an example. So the geolocation stuff, like that's the hot thing right now, right? How can you find somebody? How can you ping them without pinging them, right? So you're starting to see like there's some people that came up with some very interesting ideas, right? And how they're marketing it differently, and how one of them saying, yes, I can give you this, and the other one saying, well, I can't really give you that because if I do, it's violating someone's privacy. It's like, okay, but this guy says it's okay, and you're saying it's not okay. So like, what's the right answer? The right answer is do your due diligence and figure it out, you know? But it really is interesting to see how in this space there's just that constant push to develop new tools, and see these things that come out. There was a guy recently, had a product called Telescope, which I thought was really, really interesting. He was from Israel, actually, and he was taking messages that were coming out through Telegram and being able to source through them in a useful way. And I was like, oh wow, that's really kind of cool and interesting. There's always like the new things that are coming out, right?
Always. There's always something new, and it is hard to keep up with because it's that it's always been this, right? Ever evolving field of work. So the best you can do is, there's some key resources out there. There's certain people in the community that are always putting out content. If you follow some of these people, I think you'll be on the right track at least. But there's a lot of us, right? I'm not definitely not the only one doing it. There's a lot of really, really talented people in the OSINT community that are willing to share and, post online and share some of the stuff they've learned in their along their journey.
Yeah, and I think that's that, folks like me who do programs like this, like we have a duty to let folks know that this stuff is out there to use, that these people are out there putting out content. I'm always resharing things on my LinkedIn, just because I think it's neat and I want other people to know how to do things too. And man, that's very
No,
cool
and
stuff.
we appreciate that so much. Honestly, it's great to have that the people out there like you that are sharing this content because that's how it will grow and that's how it will get in front of the right people. And you just don't know, somebody sees something and it could be a total different pivot in their life in terms of like maybe a career change, right? Maybe they'll be like, hey, this is something else I want to do. So that can make a huge difference in
Well,
somebody's career.
the other thing too, before we take a break, somebody will come at you with an idea of how to use this particular piece of software or use this tool. Hey, it's great for doing this or doing that. I look at it and I go, wow, I can actually use it for this other thing. Have you considered that? And they're like, no, I haven't. And I'm like, no. It works the way you say it works. You can actually use it to do this. And they're like, never thought of that. And then like 2 or 3 weeks
That's
later,
awesome.
now they're marketing, hey, we can do this, right? But that's how discussion works, right? That's the beautiful part of about doing all this stuff. It's like you have these great minds and doing things. I'll tell a story real quick before we break. Back in 2017, there was a company that did geofencing. And they were selling this idea of, we can capture all the tweets, all the social media traffic within this particular location. It's good for like, if you have event monitoring, right? Let's see all the traffic that's happening at this sporting event. And if there's a problem, if somebody's complaining about someone who's drunk in section 102, like you're able to figure it out and do it. Like, oh, that's great. If you're doing surveillance and you want to get the traffic or the updates and all that, great too. Another good use case. I tell them like, well, how about motor vehicle accidents? Somebody who's in a metro area that sees that something happens, they post about it. Oh my God, I just saw a lady get hit on 2nd Avenue and 42nd Street in New York City, right? How about if you're able to find that person who's gone by the time the police get there to do their police report? This is like a direct eyewitness, right? So I threw that
That's
out there and
huge.
they're like, wow, we never thought about that. I'm like, okay, well, here's a vertical. And it was fantastic. It worked so well until
So
Twitter
good.
changed their fire hose. Facebook says, okay, we're not doing it this way. The API changed and all that. And all of a sudden, this great, robust tool useless for what I
Yeah,
needed it
that's
for.
oh, that I could see that. That's so neat how you showed the other side of it. But yeah, these tools, they do break.
Nothing
So
in life is guaranteed but death and taxes and taking a commercial break, which is what we're going to do right now. So everybody sit tight. We'll be right back. We're going to check in with a couple of our sponsors and we'll definitely continue this conversation with Ritu. So hang in there and we'll be right back.
After 4 years of development, Scope Now is proud to announce the release of Grid. Grid combines OSINT with real-time physical data to achieve new levels of intelligence gathering. Grid supports over 50 data types and hundreds of thousands of sources. Upgrade your OSINT capabilities with Grid and elevate your intelligence team today at scopenow.com. Check out the PI Institute of Education at piinstitute.com. Since 1989, Kelly Riddle has been teaching on subjects such as surveillance, nursing home investigations, insurance fraud, domestic investigations, hidden assets, and accident scene investigations. The PI Institute of Education is a featured learning partner in the investigatorstoolbox.com. So check out the free content on the site, then visit the Institute for more great savings on additional classes. Specializing in the research of liability for personal injury claims, Pacific Liability Research offers insurance assessments of all applicable liability coverages to help determine what a case is potentially worth. Have a case with no insurance policy? Since 2019, the highly trained staff on their insurance discovery team has located over 100 million plus in previously unknown insurance coverage. They offer a full refund for any inaccurate results, and they do not charge for no-hit searches. Additionally, Investigators Toolbox members automatically receive 50% off their first case. Just mention Investigators Toolbox when you fill out your first order. More information can be found at PacificLiability.com. Contact them today and discover the immediate impact that Pacific Liability Research can provide. Satellite Investigations has launched its new website full of great new content. Matt and his team have released some great informative blogs. Make sure you log into LinkedIn and follow Satellite Investigations for the latest content.
And welcome back to PI Perspectives. This is Matt Sperry, your host. Today, we are here with Ritu Gill from ForensicOSINT.com. Ritu, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Before we took a break, we were talking about all these interesting tools that are out there and how to vet and understand what you're using and what's usable and what's not usable and just how technology is always changing. You started a business a while back, and I think it's a good business, a good model. So tell me a little bit about ForensicOSINT.com.
Yeah, for sure. So Forensic OSINT is essentially a Chrome extension for people that do online research. It is meant to help people collect online evidence. That's what it's used for. It is intuitive. That's the interface. It doesn't take a lot of learning, which is really nice, especially for people that are not technical savvy. I don't even consider myself very technical, but I can get this thing up and running and save things, whether I'm looking at a Facebook timeline, YouTube video, TikTok videos, and so it kind of goes on. It allows a user to make screen captures, but it does it so it includes things like hash values, things that will stand up in court, the time and date stamp on your screenshots. Those are the things that kind of meet those court standards. Right. So that's what Forensic OSINT does.
Awesome. And how did you come up with that idea?
So it wasn't initially my idea. I'm working, the other co-founder is Rob Marriott. He's also the technical lead on the project. And he actually approached me with the idea because, you know, he was like, hey, what do you think about this? Do you think this would be useful for someone like me that works in this industry? And so I said, yeah, I actually do think this would be useful. So Forensic OSINT, again, like where I see the gap with what was out there was you choose what you want to capture. So it is page by page, screen by screen, if you want to call it that. But essentially, the control is with the user. So if I'm looking at a website and like, I want to save all four pages or all four tabs, I can go and do that. It doesn't just automatically collect everything.
Okay.
So yeah, so that's kind of a little bit about how it started. I saw the value in that, and I also saw the gaps that have been there for a number of years. And I thought, hey, why not? Like, let's not recreate what's already out there because there'd be no use in doing something like that. But let's
Right.
make something that's going to help us and help the OSINT community.
Definitely. And it's nice to be able to pick and choose that, because as you're trying to give examples or give evidence, I mean, you don't want to put out, a 200, 300 page document that, like, oh, I'm going to lose the viewer, right? Their mind is going to wander as you're trying to show something. And, just being able to authenticate and make it actionable, very important, right?
It just we want to make the process as easy as possible. The OSINT community, I feel like we, me included, for a number of years have been looking for, we kind of laugh about it, how everybody wants that one click button to kind of do your captures. But we do want to make it easy because a lot of us aren't technical savvy. So there's a huge community that is, and there's also the opposite of that. A lot of the people in law enforcement don't always have that technical background, but we need to get the job done. So
Definitely.
again, something like this, I feel like resonates with a lot of people doing this type of work.
Yeah, and you talk about tools that have shelf life. There are tools that work one day and stop working another. I feel like a lot of the behavioral analysis tools that are out there, like, I've seen a few come and go where it starts and all of a sudden didn't really work out. Now it's more of like an HR tool. Seen that a bunch of times.
Like, I mean, I'm all for people trying out new ideas because you just never know. And if you have some sort of passion behind something, I think that's always important to go for it and try it out to see if it works.
Sure. So the tool that you have there, there's a paid version and a free version, right? Explain the differences.
So with a free version, it kind of gives a user, like, you could go in, create an account, log in, and give the Chrome extension a try. Go to a website, save some pages just to see what it works like. You get only four screens to capture. So it is limited, but there's other features built into the app. Like, we have the OSINT knowledge base. So the OSINT knowledge base is essentially like if you go to a Facebook profile and you click on the button that brings up the OSINT knowledge base, it gives you quick tips on what to look for in Facebook. If you go to Instagram, same thing. You can get some quick tips for you as a researcher, what you want to make note of, things you don't want to miss, that kind of stuff. So those quick tips are there for many websites. There's a lot of functions within the app. So not only does it capture screens, but you can download videos from certain websites too, right? Right now we have like YouTube, TikTok. Those are a couple of websites that do that. Also, we have a case management system built into the app where all your screen captures are put into the case management system. And then it's up to you to hit the download button and then create a PDF of the report of what the screen capture is. So definitely, like, anybody can go to the website, download the app from the Chrome Web Store, really to give it a try to see how it works. That's the idea there. And then there are other paid versions where you get, like, you can scroll 200 pages on a timeline, or you have other features, download as many videos as you want, that type of thing.
Sure. And if you're doing that heavy type of work, like a price tag should not deter you from doing that work, right? So as investigators, as researchers, like, we should be building that into our prices. When we're quoting the job out, it should be like, okay, I know I'm going to have to spend X amount of dollars on research. I'm going to build that into, whatever my quote is for that job. And I think a lot of people, they shy away from stuff that costs money, and really when they shouldn't, because you should be getting that money back if you know what you're doing, right?
It can really help you. I feel with certain tools out there, I feel when you get, whether you're paying for a service like even like Forensic OSINT, you're going to get a lot of added value
Sure.
that you wouldn't get with a free version. So really, it's you got to test drive it just to see its functionality. We are always open for comments, questions. If any questions about like how it works or why it does what it does, even things as some people are like, hey, it doesn't have this function. Can you add this? And we've been able to respond pretty quickly to some of those requests.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about like crowdsourcing this stuff is you do get feedback. You do get people saying like, hey, like we should do this, we should do that. I think one of the innovators of this and that ideology is Scope Now. Rob Douglas, who I've known since 2016, 2017. He was
Right.
always of like, hey, I need feedback on this. You're an investigator, you're using this, how can we make this better? And I think they're up to like the fourth version of the tools that they have, and
Yeah.
they're pushing out some incredible stuff, and it's all on the backbone of feedback from people saying like, hey, it'd be cool if we could do this, or does this exist, or does it, this do that? And I give Rob a lot of credit because he doesn't poo-poo people. He listens to folks, and he's always up for a challenge for doing things, and that's that
Yeah.
entrepreneurial spirit. And I see a lot of that in you too, the way that you do this stuff, that you're just so out there and giving tips on doing things and inviting those comments back in. It's all going to make things better for everybody, right?
Right. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I think it really is like even with Scope Now and I've done presentations. They've had like a OSINT day, I believe it was a while back, but that was awesome that they hosted that and got in front of a lot of OSINT people. I'm sure they had thousands of people show up to that. So that was just excellent just to share the knowledge in a space like that. And again, promote something like Scope Now. They're doing great things in the community as well. So it's always good to see.
Well, to be invited to speak on something that it means that they've got high regard for you. So you must be doing something right.
I know. I'm like, it.
That
Yeah, I felt good about being invited to that.
That's
So that
good.
was really nice when Rob asked, asked if I would, and I thought, yeah, this is a great opportunity, and why not? Like I said, I do love. I like connecting with others. I love sharing, all things OSINT. So, I usually try to take most of those opportunities when I can.
You have to, and it's always constantly changing. So it's like you have to share those opportunities, you have to share the knowledge, but you have to make sure you're investing in the time to learn the new things that are out there. It's one of the reasons I love LinkedIn. I just love it because it's like it's a place that people go to talk about business. There's no
Yes.
politics, there's no BS, there's none of that. Like that's not tolerated,
Yeah,
right? And
yeah.
if you want to learn about like what's out there, like this is a trusted source for people to say like, hey, this tool's out here, everybody should be using it, it's very cool,
Yeah.
and it's so much better than X,
Yeah, it is. X brings a different crowd, I feel, these days. It's definitely not what it used to be a number of years ago, but I feel like LinkedIn has like filled the gap in a lot of ways for me even. I spend a lot of time on LinkedIn, so and I enjoy it, and I get messages all the time. I get DMs, which are hard to keep up with, but I try to do what I can, and lots of I interaction just with some of the content. There's lots of groups within LinkedIn as well, right? Even OSINT groups.
Yeah, there
So if
is.
you find kind of like what works for you or what you're kind of into, sure, you're going to learn lots from others.
So when are you hiring an agent?
Yeah,
Sounds
I
like you
know.
need somebody soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, I'm going to keep doing this, doing what I'm doing, and try to do the best I can, with the time I have. I know I have been quite busy, so we'll see how it evolves, but definitely just want to, we are a startup, so I'm just like we're just building this thing, making it the best we can, and I'll put in all the work and all the stuff until we get where we feel really good about it. But I feel like with the open source stuff, it's just constant. Like we're going to be adding features to Forensic OSINT for a while. We have a recent or really current upgrade coming up. It's a big upgrade because it's going to include a lot of like neat features. So things like when you're on a Facebook marketplace post, and say you're doing an investigation, something like something was stolen and it's posted online, you need to make a capture of it. Previously, you know, I've used tools where you can just make a screen capture, but it doesn't scroll the page for you. So it doesn't capture the entire description or all the images. Well, one of our features in this next upgrade of Forensic OSINT, which is literally days away, allows you to click a button, click full capture full page. It downloads all the images of the of what's posted and the entire description. Everything's there with your download.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Sounds like I got an exclusive here.
yeah, you did. This is the first time I mentioned. No, I mentioned it online cool. a bit, but yeah, it's kind of a upcoming feature. So I'm pretty excited about it.
No, that's totally great. I have to wonder like how people are going to react if and when TikTok is banned in the United States. Like is the bottom going to fall? Is the world going to end? People are going to go nuts. Like, you know, like how are we going to handle this? Right? Because I feel it's coming.
I know. I was gonna. Yeah. There's lots. It's just funny when sometimes you're sitting and someone's like, "Hey, I saw this thing on TikTok." It's become like the source of information.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which I'm like, don't believe everything on TikTok.
like I know an attorney who's making like a crazy amount of money with followers. Like he barely even practicing law anymore. He's like a criminal attorney out of Staten Island, and he's wow. given like advice on TikTok, and he's got like a good amount of followers, and he's getting sponsorship and whatever. And he's like, we were chatting recently. He's like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going back to my regular practice. He's like, I'm just making too much money doing this stuff. And I'm like, you will until you won't.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, hopefully the platform stays if it does, but it's hard to say, right? Lots of changes coming at times. And yeah, I mean, YouTube has been known for, you know, being it could be also a place where people are being sponsored, lots of money coming in, and you know, but again, keeping up with some of the stuff like TikTok, like I mean, for us in Canada, it was removed off of all government devices not too long ago. It was kind of banned. But yeah, you can see how things like that, as rules, laws, policies change, where they're like, hey, we're getting this app out of not going to be in the US maybe anymore. Who knows? Who knows what's to come?
I'm sure all those government officials have their, you know, spare good boy phone or naughty boy phone or naughty girl phone with TikTok on there.
Yeah. I'm like, whoever needs their TikTok fix, you never
something on the side, right? Because you never know when you need to watch that thing. So where do you see in the near future? Like, where's OSINT going? Where would you like to see it go? And how do you feel like it's trending towards?
OSINT, like, I mean, I feel in a lot of ways, AI has really changed things in the last little while. Mostly the way I see it, like, AI is just messing with people, right? Now we're getting, you know, people being scammed, you know, AI generated audio, mimicking people's voices, that kind of stuff. Like, it's kind of crazy to see this. But at the same time, you see it coming, right? Because you see videos now and all this other stuff that's just it's advancing so quickly. It'll be interesting. I feel like OSINT will always be relevant. I think the human behind doing the OSINT work will always be relevant, right? We're not robots. We need to use our critical thinking at the end of the day. We need to write these things, and also context, right? Sometimes some of these programs don't understand the context of you know, if you try to get it to write something, you know, it doesn't always do what you want it to, what you would want it to say, right? It does its own interpretation. I think OSINT is just going to continue. It's one of those things that I've seen just grow every single year. More people seeing it, more industries looking at it and being like, hey, this is something we can use. So I see that being something that will ongoing for the foreseeable future.
So I know like some people say like, oh, AI is going to take this away or take that away or take this away. So you don't think it's really going to affect the OSINT community to the point where there's people looking for work, or do you think that may happen?
I think at the end of the day, it changes some things, but I still think you still need the people to do the jobs. And AI could replace some things. Can it replace everything? No. But it'll be interesting to see. Keeping an eye on it. Right now, it's just like the amount of disinformation, misinformation, and maybe I'm spending too much time on X, but I do see a
Get
lot of
back to
that
work.
stuff. I've been seeing a lot of that lately, and just seeing like, okay, like how technology continues to evolve, and then also how we have to continue to evolve to stay up on like not getting scammed by some of the things out there, and whatnot. But yeah, I really do. I think OSINT will continue to evolve. I don't think you can get rid of the people behind that right now, at least. So hopefully more jobs in the OSINT industries, both internationally, would be nice to see.
You know, it's hilarious. I noticed recently, like, there was a data breach announcement, and it was like a major breach, right? So and so got breached. Your information's out there. I'm like, my information's been out there already for a while. Like, there's no safeguarding it. That's the approach I take with it. All right. When I get the flag from my credit company that something's being opened, then I'll worry about it, right? But it's funny because I noticed, like, recently, like, I'm starting to get the, oh, is this Joan? Are we meeting for golf today? Like that text message. It's like, I'm not Joan. And then, oh, my apologies. Hi, my name is so and so. I'm a Bitcoin miner. Here's my picture. I'm cute. You know, like, I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess my phone number was in that data dump because I'm starting to get like a whole bunch of these. And it's just annoying.
It
So.
is. It's so funny because even for myself, like I'm getting texts where it's like, "Hey, did you get the money yet?"
Right.
just they're trying to see, is this phone working? Is this person going to respond or give
It's
me anything?
desperate. Yeah.
Anything. They just want you to say one thing and then they'll keep calling probably,
Oh
right?
yeah. And then it's like, oh, your Sirius XM subscription has been terminated, or your Netflix account has been terminated. Click here to reactivate. I'm like, okay, you bought my number off a list. It's pretty obvious. You know what's going on here. And you know, just being able to identify that stuff, it's fun. Like, you know, when you're in the business, you just gotta like chuckle about that. I don't know what's worse, that or the fundraising for the presidential election, which you don't have to deal with. But you know, the text messages are constantly getting, you know, from both sides asking for money. So
Oh, I'm sure that's rampant, huh? Especially right now. No, definitely. I mean, I feel like just with the scam calls enough, it's like the text messages. It's just like, nope. I'm like, this is not working for me, but you gotta kind of laugh about it a little bit,
You
right?
have
'Cause I'm
to.
like, all right, well, I see this and I'm gonna focus on what I'm doing right now.
Right. I'm not getting rich mining Bitcoin. It's not happening. Like, I have no
Exactly.
interest in learning how you make your money, you know. So it is what it is. All right, we're digressing here. Let's wind things down. Ritu, it's always great to have you on here and just kind of chat about the stuff that's out there. And again, you are on the forefront. And people recognize that, you know, that's why you do get asked to speak at events and do these things, because of the passion that you have, and the mind. So I like encourage you to keep doing it, keep getting it out there, and keep paving the way. And you're making a name for yourself. And folks, go check out forensicosint.com. Check out the live or the free version of it, and see if it's something that makes sense for you. And I encourage you to reach out to Ritu if you have any questions.
Hey Matt, thanks so much. I really appreciate that. And I will continue to the best of my ability to put stuff out there and show up at some of the conferences I can when I can. But yeah, I really appreciate the support and I will
Definitely.
take your advice and I will carry on with it.
Carry
And
on, and we'll have you back on, you know, in 6 months and find out all the amazing stuff that you're doing.
thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity to be on your show again.
No problem. And thanks everyone for checking this out. And we'll catch everybody next week on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for checking out our show. Please make sure you follow PI Perspectives on YouTube or on your podcast channel. We hope you found this episode helpful. Thanks to Ritu for coming on. We also want to thank Campbell Insurance Group for sponsoring our podcast. Remember to tell them you listen to save $50 when you apply for insurance. Additional thanks to Scope Now, Pacific Liability Research, and the PI Institute for Education for sponsoring our show. Also, don't forget about investigatorstoolbox.com, where you can type in Perspectives50 to save $50 when you join. And also follow Matt and Satellite Investigations on LinkedIn. If you have a question or a comment about the show, email Matt at matthews@satellitepi.com, and you can find him on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. We'd like your feedback to bring you the best shows possible, and we'll be back next week with a new show, so make sure you tune in and stay safe out there.